I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Growing up in my home, we had a shelf full of 10 boxes of sugared cereals, and we did not just pick one of those, Neil. We picked all of them, and we made like sand art in our breakfast bowls. And that is oftentimes how kids are eating breakfast, or even adults are eating breakfast. And so we're starting our day with a sugar spike that is going to jolt our pancreas into action, and it's going to raise our blood sugar really high. But let me tell you, Neil, having a big glass of orange juice is going to do the same thing. And so you might think that you're doing yourself a real great service in the morning by having orange juice with your breakfast, but you're spiking your sugars just as much as if you had frosted mini wheats.
So you mentioned orange juice. I think earlier you were saying fruit. So is it having an orange for breakfast or a grapefruit? Is that an issue too, or a grape?
Well, here's the thing, Neil. When you have an orange, you're eating all of the fiber of the orange with the juice. That's how God created our bodies to be able to eat fruit in a safe way. And so in the Garden of Eden, there was fruit trees. There were not juice bars. But now we're just squeezing juice, and we're just drinking juice. And if you know anything about type 1 diabetics, if they start, their sugar starts to go very low and they're about to pass out, the thing you give them to jolt their blood sugar up is a glass of orange juice. And so we don't need to do that to ourselves. We don't need that sugar jolt in the morning. So absolutely, eat a full orange. If you're going to eat a banana, eat half of the banana and smear it with some peanut butter. Take that fat and that protein of the peanut butter and partner it with the fructose, which is fruit sugar, so we don't spike our blood sugars. When foods are paired and partnered like that, we have a great protective mechanism there.
A simple thing to do, pair and partner your food intake. Does it matter in terms of the sequence of eating it? If you eat your fruit first, or your cereal first, or that sort of thing?
It doesn't. It's just that it's in the same meal. So it's in the same stomach full, if you will.
Okay.
So in my book, Diabetes, Are You at Risk? What I teach people is that insulin resistance, which leads to prediabetes, which leads to diabetes and heart disease and other cancers, and we'll get into that later probably, but insulin resistance comes from eating carbohydrates excessively or by themselves. And so even good carbohydrates are going to spike our blood sugars to a degree. And so every time you want to eat a carb, which is either a bread product or a rice product, or you're going to eat a sugar product, that could be fruit, it could be sugared cereal, you do want to add a fat or a protein to it so that our digestion slows and all of that sugar is not released en masse into the bloodstream.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.